On Triple J, Winston McCall from Parkway Drive in the studio. Sir, welcome back to Australia.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Is it? You sort of just duck in and out these
days.
Yeah,
that's right. Just strike missions back home.
It is. Although there's been strike missions. Since last we spoke, we were at the big day out at the start of the year. You guys, Parkway Drive, have done an amazing bunch of shows in some crazy places.
Yeah, we've done a bunch of weird stuff. We're always doing weird stuff.
But like places like Russia and China and Calcutta.
Yeah, Calcutta was an interesting one.
What is the metalcore or the metal or the punk rock scene like in India?
Awesome. It's really, really random because, like, yeah, out of anywhere, that's the place you're like, I've got no idea what to expect. But the show was amazing. But the bands that played were absolutely incredible. Like, I'm talking, like, musically wise, they were absolutely spot on. Like, we were expecting either like someone that was playing in a garage and had never seen an actual amp before, or God knows what. But they were really, really awesome. So it was pretty cool.
And how do you get, like, I mean, there's probably a lot of bands going, what a great idea. I want to come and play in Calcutta. How do you get a gig in Calcutta?
That was an interesting one as well. It was like we had the whole Southeast Asia thing booked, and there was already some weird places on there. And we literally got like a Facebook message from this kid saying, why don't you come play Calcutta? They're like, yo, you reckon you can put us on the gig there? We'll come. And he's like, okay, sweet. And we found some flights and we're like, I guess it'll cost us a bit more, but how often do you get the chance to play Calcutta? So that was it. That was all the organization it was. So we literally went into it hoping that it actually existed and it wasn't like some prank message.
It wasn't Nigeria.
Yeah, exactly. There's some prince there waiting to take your money.
It would have been good, like, because at the time, Ben, the drummer of Parkway, was doing the DVD.
Yeah.
So was he just going, yeah, let's go to Calcutta. This is going to look awesome on the DVD.
Yeah, 100%. Like, we don't know if it's existing. It's like, we're going, no matter what, we're going. But yeah, it was. We're like, this is, but the thing is, even if we weren't filming, it was an experience. Like, how often do you get the chance to do something like that? Like, exactly. You can't really turn it down. It turned out we were like the first metal band to play in that city. Wow. Full stop. So like that was the first gig that I ever had, which was amazing because like the reaction you got from the audience was the most honest reaction you could ever get because they've never been to a gig.
They hadn't been rehearsing their moves.
No, they hadn't. Well, they hadn't even seen a live band. Wow. So it was just people just going, yeah, music, awesome. And just, I don't know, crutting out.
Wow, and of course, you guys have the favour return by going and seeing part of the country.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Like, that's the thing. Like, it's, wow, what a culture shock. That's all I can say. Like,
it's not Byron Bay.
It's not Byron Bay, no. Like, the stuff on that movie, just it was tip of the iceberg stuff. Like, it was just insane.
I should mention, this is the movie that went gold on the day it was released. Home is for the Heartless, the DVD.
Thank you, everyone.
A lot of people wanted to see this.
Yeah. I don't know if they're expecting what they saw, though. That's the thing. Like, watching back, I was like, man, that was a wild year.
And this is just like a wild year in Parkway terms, not like a wild year, like Motley Crue terms, like decadence and stuff. This is just seeing parts of the world that people don't get to see.
It's still going as well. That's the crazy thing. Like the motorbike trip you see on there is still continuing.
Now, what happened to the bikes?
Yeah.
Because the rest of Parkway are in Peru. Actually, tell you what, why don't we listen to a tune?
Because this is going to take some explaining.
It's going to take some explaining. Should we listen to the new Parkway song we started playing last week on Triple J? This is new for Parkway Drive off the album Atlas, as yet unreleased. This is Dark Days on Triple J. On Triple J with the Doctor, that is Dark Days from Atlas, Parkway Drive's brand new album, which comes out at the end of October. Winston's in the studio.
Yes, I am.
What's that sound at the start? Is that just a cymbal?
That's Jeff hitting a pot with a spoon.
This is Jeff, the guitarist of Parkway, hitting a pot with a spoon.
Yeah, that's actually it. When we bring it live, we're going to bring his pot from home. It's going to go around the whole world. Parkway pot. Bing.
Parkway pot. That's the only pot Parkway has ever seen.
Yeah,
the straight edge band finally getting into pot. That's awesome.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, there you go. You can check it out, of course, and the video clip is out online as well if you want to check it out. Parkway Drive's brand new clip. We're going to hear actually a little bit more from the album, which you have been nice enough to bring in a tiny little taster coming up soon.
It's a little snack.
But there's a pretty big snack where we heard Dark Days. I guess for some people thinking it's a little bit slower at the start as well, it's like a sweet, like Slayer, Metallica, or almost Tool riff.
Yeah, we actually had to tone down the effect on that as well from the demo because it was so out there.
Yeah, cool.
But there's a few of those little things on the record. Like, it still sounds, the idea was that it sounds like Parkway, but then there's just the little bits that sound different definitely sound a hell of a lot more different. So,
right. Yeah. Yeah, and I think you said that you're going to add stuff to the sound that people would never expect.
Yes, like pots.
Like pots.
Like kitchen appliances. No, that's the idea. We don't want to take away, but we definitely like the idea of adding extra layers. So there we go.
Right. And I'm sure there are layers. Now, what about the idea, I guess the lyrics? Because Deep Blue was the underwater concept album about a guy who says, up yours to the world,
yep.
Heads underwater.
Yeah.
Goes like this. So what about this one? How are your opinions on humankind in this album?
A little different from the last one, just because Deep Blue took a hell of a lot out of me because it involved writing in one specific style for an entire record and putting so much into tying it all together. And this time, there's so much variety in the actual music on this record that I just wanted to write in a bunch of different ways because it would be fun to write in that fashion. So there's some stuff that's just incredibly blunt. And there's some of the most, for lack of a better term, poetic stuff that I've ever written as well. But the blunt stuff definitely is, like, there's no misinterpretation going to be available for a lot of these songs. You're going to go, right, this is what he's yelling about, and this is why. There's not going to be, oh, I think it's about this. It's going to be, man, he's really pissed at that.
So there's, like, specific, every song, you know, this song is about this dude.
Yeah,
this song is
much,
about this company. Yeah. This song is about this place.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. Like, it's definitely dark, but at the same time, like, it's not dark for the sake of darkness. It's just not me saying, kill some goats, worship this person. Like, most people generally think
haven't
I'm
haven't got into 3 inches of blood territory,
yeah, no,
or anything.
No, I'm not into black magic and witchcraft quite yet.
Good. But it's also not, I guess, you know, the party hardcore that's being big at the moment.
No.
Get out and enjoy life and jump around.
No, like, it's not. Like, I guess the more positive songs definitely come from still a serious place in that regard. Like, I've always felt that this kind of music should have a message behind it, full stop. And getting drunk with your mates is a message you can hear on anyone's album on some other pop station. So I think there's enough of that crap in the world these days.
There we go. Wisdom McCall from Parkway Drives on Triple J at the moment. We haven't even talked about the Peru story. We have to get to that at some point.
Yeah, yeah.
Wisdom McCall from Parkway Drive is in the studio, just back in Australia for a very brief time indeed, before their new album Atlas comes out. Sir, when you get back to Australia, what do you miss most?
Oh, at the moment, the weather, which is nice. It, like, we just spent a lot of time in stinking LA with the smog, and you'd be surprised what a difference a good view can make. I got home after 7 weeks in LA, and I was like, wow, I can see 100 metres.
Wow, really? Oh, yeah. So not as in a view as in a picturesque view.
No, just having a view. That's it. Oh, I can see to the end of the street without looking like I'm looking through a screen door kind of thing.
This is the price you pay for recording where the Rolling Stones recorded.
That's right. Yeah, there you go. That's what you get.
Brett Gurewitz from Bad Religion, he sung on the last album.
Yeah.
Who gets singing on this album?
We have some voices, but they're probably not voices you'd actually recognise name-wise. They have done some amazing stuff in the past, but they're what would be termed as backing vocalists to some description on a couple of songs.
Nice.
And that's just what the song lent itself to, which was really great.
Boys and girls?
Yeah, both. And some really amazing voices. It was pretty awesome to be able to work with them.
You said amazing stuff. Are you allowed to say what the amazing stuff is, or are they secret people?
Yeah, there is actually, like, some of the stuff was that crazy that we got access to that we actually couldn't list proper names.
Wow.
for union reasons and stuff like that. So there's, like, pseudonyms and stuff flying around, and I'm not going to go anymore
That's
into that
awesome.
So we don't get record again, and they're like, no, you can't do that ever again. You just screwed it for everyone.
Yeah. That's good for you. All right, well, that album, you will hear that stuff at the end of October, and you guys are going to be heading out on tour still, not till December the 13th.
Yeah, still a fair while. So you're going to have a little while to get used to the record.
And the rest of the band can, you know, learn how to play it and stuff.
Yeah, if they get back alive. So
what's going on in Peru?
Four-fifths
of Parkway are in Peru.
Yeah, well, as you've seen, they started doing, like, a motorbike trek, and I thought that was only the start of it. They actually had the desire to kind of do the whole American double continent on motorbikes. Whoa. So they left the bikes in Peru, and they went back to pick them up, forged the registrations because they were out of registration, which is always a good start.
Yeah.
Got to the Ecuador border in a week and got their bikes seized by the government, which wasn't for the registration. It was for some other weird thing, but they were with lawyers and stuff, couldn't speak the language, with translators, basically got completely screwed. We got some pretty absurd messages from us on how screwed they were in, like, stripped down naked in cells and stuff like that, probably.
Whoa.
But the final conclusion the lawyer came to was to get a lady of the evening to sleep with the Governor General to bribe the bikes back.
that is amazing. And this is bigger, of course, allegations and unfounded. And there could be, you know, the phone call could have.
It could have been mistaking
what they meant.
Yeah, probably not though.
Wow.
But like,
you hear stories about crazy stuff happening like this.
Oh man, it's ridiculous. And like, as far as I know, they're safe, which is great, but they're probably without bikes.
If anyone is heading over to South America and wants to bring a couple of motorbikes for Ben, Jeff, Luke and Pi.
Yeah, or at least just bring them home.
Or just bring them home to you.
So I have a band. That would be really, really nice. I can't play these instruments at all. So yeah.
I mean, it would be annoying you having to go out on stage and play the new album.
That'd be all right. I could do when you have the cymbals strapped to your arms or whatever and you hit them with your knees and you got the kick drum, and I can do a one-man show with a kazoo or something like that.
I was imagining doing it like with a backing tape.
Yeah, we could do that as well.
Wow. This is what happens when you leave Winston in control of the affairs in Australia while you're off gallivanting around South America.
I should probably be at the embassy now or something, shouldn't I?
You probably should. All right. Well, before we let you go to the embassy and plead your case for the release of the Pussy Riot of Australia, the rest of Parkway Drive, you guys played in Russia. You should have learnt your lesson.
Yeah, we should have, yeah. Oh, well, I thought it would be Russia that had the problem, not Peru.
True, that's true. All right. This is, we've got a little bit of a taster from the album, which comes out at the end of October on the 26th, this is a little teaser of Atlas. Just the start of Old Ghosts, New Regrets. That's all you get. Old Ghosts, New Regrets.
No more.
No more.
No soup for you.
No soup for you. Come back on the 26th of October or on the 13th when the tour starts with I Killed the Problem Queen, North Lane and Survival, Byron Boys.
Yeah,
Survival.
Byron Boys.
All around us. Starting off in the Byron Bay High School, a bunch of shows. Mostly, if not all ages.
I think they're all ages. That's the idea.
Good on
Damn us if they're not.
You are on Triple J. Check out the Triple J gig guide for all of those shows. Winston, thanks very much, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Let us know if you need any help. We've got maybe some strings at the embassy, do we? No, we've burnt all our bridges at every embassy, sorry.
What a surprise. I'm shocked.
See you later, dude.
See ya.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.